thank you for joining us for this Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I'll be your host, Matthew DiMaggio. Joining me today is JT Thompson, the portfolio manager of the Aquila Tax-Free Fund for Utah. We'll be discussing the current municipal bond market, as well as the local Utah economy. Welcome, JT, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Matt. I enjoy these opportunities.
Great, great. Let's jump right in. Let's start off with the story in not only muni markets, but all the markets for the start of 2022. That would be the Fed and interest rates as they look to tackle inflation. We've seen how the municipal markets and really all markets sold off on the news of rate hikes. What do we expect from the municipal market for the rest of the year in anticipation of rising interest rates relative to other fixed income markets and other markets in general? And also, how has Aquila positioned accordingly?
Well, Matt, obviously the Fed has really wanted to telegraph any type of movements that they are going to do in interest rates. They don't want a repeat of 93 and 94 where the bond market was surprised and created more volatility. So they're definitely telegraphing at least 25 in March. Some people are talking 50 because they feel the Fed's behind the curve. The real questions that are out there is never before in history has there been quantitative easing at the rate that the Fed has done over the past 2 years. Their balance sheets have grown from $4 trillion to just under $9 trillion. And now they're trying to figure out how do you drain that money off and without really affecting the economy. It's going to be a little difficult because do they raise rates but yet have an accommodative balance sheet and therefore rates stay, even though the Fed funds rates are rising, that the yield curve stays, you know, flattens a little bit, but rates stay where they are, or do they, as they raise rates, also drain the balance sheet? It's very interesting. Prior to them starting to pay interest on deposits, the reverse repo is where banks and money market funds put their excess reserves to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has been paying, you know, interest on those deposits. Normally, in the normal course of business, you see about $1 to $4 billion in reverse repos with the Fed. As of today, there was $1.6 trillion. There is plenty of cash out there. Banks have excess reserves. They can get paid by sending it to the Fed. So, you know, there's a lot of different tools that the Fed can use, but I think because they're telegraphing the market has been building in these rate increases over the last couple of months.
Thank you, JT. So there's some sentiment from our advisor universe asking what makes municipal bonds compelling at this moment. Clients are hearing about the potential rate increases and are asking their advisors to guide them. How do we help advisors discussing the asset class with investors answer that question?
Well, first off, especially in these times when not only our interest rates rising, so the bond market is down, the stock market is down. You know, you have geopolitical risks all over the place. Everybody needs to have a good balanced portfolio. And part of that balanced portfolio is fixed income. Now, within that fixed income piece of your investment portfolio, you should probably have some type of investment that has less risk. The municipal bonds, historically, the default rate is minuscule because normally all municipal bonds are securitized a revenue stream. They aren't like the government that just issues and hopes tax revenues come in, and if there's a shortfall, then they issue more. For investors to buy a municipal bond, they want to see how exactly each maturity is going to get paid off and what the revenue stream is. And right now, as the Fed starts raising interest rates and are less accommodative, that means the risk on trade is not there. And you will start seeing credit spreads widen as there is more risk. Everybody's been investing, figuring the Fed put because the Fed has been in buying. Now they have quit buying bonds, and the question is, what do they do with the balance sheet? So if you want less risk and a fixed return, then in your fixed income portion, it would be wise to have munis.
Thank you, JT. We talk in great detail here at Aquila with regard to managing locally and the idea that because we have a footprint in our states, we are better situated to tackle the state's municipal environment. In the past, you've had great insight on the Utah market, so I want to ask, what are you seeing on the ground that someone looking at the market from a national perspective may miss?
Here in Utah, the elephant in the room that you have to pay attention to is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. With 60%+ of the population in Utah, members of that church, they have sway. The church has its own welfare program, and they tell members that go to family first, come to the church second, and last resort for help, go to the government. So when you have a huge population that is focused on family, church, the cost to the state for a lot of the welfare programs, the social programs, have been absorbed by the church. Also, the state constitution, you have to have a balanced budget, period. So you're less likely to incur a lot of debt because you need to balance the budget. If something goes awry, then you're going to have to let people go, and most people hate firing people. So the uniqueness of a dominant religion here in Utah, somebody in outside that doesn't really understand how the networking works in Utah will completely miss that.
Powerful information, JT. Staying at the state level, but more on the macro side, what are we seeing of note on the state economy?
Well, last year we had a net in migration of over 75,000 in the state of Utah. So Utah is growing, a lot of residents from California moving here, Oregon and Washington moving into the state. So housing has exploded. There's, not enough housing. When you're talking of a population of about 3 million, 75,000 new households, that's a lot of people coming into a small economy somewhere like New York. You just absorb it. It doesn't do anything. But in Utah, it's significant. Also, because we have a lot of national parks close by to major population centers, of California, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, the national parks had record visitation last year, which helped out the economy here in Utah. Also, ski days were close to record amounts. So, you know, as far as tourism goes in Utah, the pandemic has been very beneficial.
JT, thank you for your time today, as always, and for your insights in the local Utah market, as well as the broader municipal bond landscape. And finally, thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor or sub-advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Information regarding holdings is subject to change and is not necessarily representative of the entire portfolio. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. For more information on the entire Aquila Group of Funds, please visit www.aquilafunds.com. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.